Hi, this is Al Raskowski here with Dave Badalek. He is the policy director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Dave, we have been talking about the Hobby Lobby ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court and how really the Supreme Court got it right as far as I'm concerned, and I know you are as well. How would you best frame how to apply this ruling?
There are a lot of things about this ruling. If I had to narrow it down to a couple, I'd just say this ruling wasn't based on the First Amendment free exercise claim. It was decided under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It's called RFRA. And basically, what the court said is when individuals decide to incorporate a business, they don't have to leave their religious rights at the door of their business. They can bring their worldview, including their religious beliefs and how they run their business. And RFRA provides some protection for business owners who feel that the government is causing them to violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. And in this case, the government, through the HHS abortion pill mandate, basically was telling them, you pay for four particular abortifacients that cause the death of an unborn child. You pay for these in your insurance plan, or else we're going to fine you an exorbitant amount of money. And these businesses basically said, we're going to fight this. And the Supreme Court found that this was a substantial burden on these businesses' religious practice. The Hahn family from Conestoga Woods and the Green family from Hobby Lobby. And yeah, I think it's a victory for everybody in America, especially for religious freedom.
On other radio programs, people have brought up, now that you've opened this door to this type of religious freedom, aren't you going to create chaos that businesses now are going to be opting out of all sorts of programs?
All this hand-wringing and the parade of horribles that they're bringing up, I don't believe it's founded at all. Really, what's going to happen is if a business believes that some sort of government action is infringing upon their religious beliefs, they can at least bring a claim under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. But then a court will determine whether the government has a compelling state interest that overrides that person's religious practice. And the court will make a determination whether the government's interest outweighs the religious rights of the business. And that's the way it was done prior to 1991 when they messed up the free exercise of religion clause in a case called Oregon versus Smith. So we're just going back to the traditional understanding of the free exercise clause as it has been codified in RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So no, I mean, if there's a compelling government interest that says this religious practice harms other people, or there's a governmental purpose that outweighs this religious person's free exercise, then the government wins. But they have to show that compelling state interest, and they have to show that they have done so in the least restrictive means possible.
There are some additional lawsuits that are out there by Christian colleges, nonprofit religious groups, etc., that also want to claim that they shouldn't have to provide abortion-inducing drugs either in their health care. Those cases are still pending. Do you believe this will have an impact on them?
I think they will. I think they already have, actually. The day after the Hobby Lobby case was decided, there were a couple other circuit courts that issued injunctions on behalf of religious nonprofits who were also objecting to the abortion pill mandate. So I think it already has had the effect of nonprofits not having to do it if for-profit corporations don't have to do it. And I think that's the right result.
Now, here's a harder question that I'm going to pose to you, Dave, and let you try and answer it for us. Do you think that companies will try and opt out of protected class in regard to sexual morality for, say, homosexuals, gender identity, etc.? Can companies appeal to this case?
Well, number one, the court clearly has given the indication that businesses can bring a claim under RFRA. Now, they're going to decide these new RFRA cases based on the facts and circumstances of the case before them. So speculating about what a particular court will do, I don't know. I can say that I think that this does provide some greater protections, or at least the avenue for religiously based folks that run a business to actually use RFRA to help protect their religious rights.
Well, don't you think because of this ruling, the government's going to have to really demonstrate a compelling government interest if they're going to start to widespread apply, say, even a redefinition of marriage and a requirement of recognizing that across the country.
That sets the stage for this balancing test that the court's going to have to do. And, you know, if you look back historically, when they apply a compelling state interest test, these compelling state interests can't be just mere preferences. It has to actually have a really important state interest, and they have to try to achieve that compelling state interest in the least restrictive means. That means they've got to do it in a way that doesn't tread upon the rights of a religious objector. So I think what we're going to see is we're going to see RFRA. It's going to come up. Employers are going to use RFRA, and on a case-by-case basis, we're going to have this test. Is there a compelling state interest? And if there is it being achieved in the least restrictive means? So religious employers are free to practice their religious beliefs in the way that they see fit to do. One of the things that is important about this case is it realizes an important principle, and that's that an individual really doesn't leave their religion at the door from their life and simply shut off their deeply held beliefs from affecting the way that they live in everyday society, in the way they have their political views, in the way they want to run their business. And I think the Supreme Court really got it right. Individuals practice their religion not just in church, not just through organizations, and business is one of the ways that individuals can practice their beliefs.
Well, if you'd like to learn more about the Hobby Lobby case or certainly any other issue that we're truly facing here in our state or nation, feel free to give us a call here at Nebraska Family Alliance. That toll-free number is simply 1-888-777-5188.